Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock podcast number 545. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started this week with a track from Jacques Lecoq. The song is called Outsider, and it's on the album Positively. That came out in 2018 on King Pizza Records. That's an album that I bought at the time and forgot about entirely. It never made it into the podcast. I never listened to it, but now I explore it years later. I enjoy it. It is definitely Kurt Vile-y, but it's also a little bit of power pop, a little bit of Americana, a little bit of roots rock. It's a little bit of everything, and I like it quite a bit. I got music for you this week, and I'm going to play it for you, because that's why you're here. Let's continue on here. This is a track from McCarthy. It's called In the Dark Times.
Good care of me, and can you calm my mind? Can you stop the things that
Back to the Too Much Rock podcast. That set started off with a couple from the C86 set, starting with McCarthy with the song In the Dark Times. That was on the band's debut album, I Am a Wallet, which came out in 1987 on September Records. That band from London, as was the next band, The Hit Parade. The song I played was I Get So Sentimental, and that was With Love From, the band's debut album, released in 1987 on their own JSH Records, that I think has been through a billion repressings. And then after that, we heard from Even As We Speak with the song Love Is the Answer. That's on that band's album, Feral Pop Frenzy, which came out in 1993, I think, on Sarah Records. That band based out of Sydney, Australia. A little set of indie pop there for you. And now we're going to take things back stateside. A band from Austin, Texas called Fan Club. This is Leaves.
Thank you.
sounds like a soundtrack just waiting for a movie to me. That is Cloetta Paris with the song Breakdown. That's on the band's only album, Secret Eyes, which came out in 2008 on Skywriting Records, that band based out of Stockholm. Initially, I think the band posted something up on MySpace, and that track really took off, and they decided they better make a real band out of it and release an album, and that's what happened. So I'm happy they did. Before that, we heard from Fan Club with the song Leaves. That's on the EP All the Same, which came out January of 2019. Self-released album there by an Austin band. And that one, lovely spot right there between dream pop and shoegaze. I like that one a lot. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep it coming back week after week. We got more music now for you. This one is Tommy Rowe. It's Sweet Pea. I hope you enjoyed the dance break. I know I did. That was Othello Robertson with the track So In Love, released in 1967 on the Era label, though I picked that up on a 2013 compilation called Era Northern Soul that Kent put out. And as it suggests, it's just Northern Soul tracks from the Era label based out of Los Angeles, not known for filling dance halls at Wigan, but certainly some interesting tracks there as that band dabbled in the genre that they were not so much known for. So if you've already exhausted all the other compilations, I think you're going to find some things in here that are interesting. Maybe add those to your dance floor set. Before that, we heard from Tommy Rowe with the song Sweet Pea, originally 1966 bubblegum classic there, though I picked that up on the 1989 20 Greatest Hits package. I was certainly familiar with the Buddy Holly-esque Sheila that he was known for, or Dizzy and Sweet Pea in that bubblegum era, but what I wasn't prepared for is the back half of that album, where later in his career it's kind of alt country almost, Americana even, and it's good. So interesting find there for me, a lot of depth to the catalog that is Tommy Rowe. Anyway, we're about out of time here, so let me wrap things up, let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 545. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Sid Much Rock. I got one track left for you today. It's a track by Jose Gonzalez from Gothenburg, Sweden. The track is called Let It Carry You, and it's on the Vestiges and Claws album, which came out in 2015 on Mute Records. I think I stumbled upon him via YouTube, and I was really happy with the sound I got there. It's a singer-songwriter affair, but it actually has kind of, I don't know, almost a Kings of Convenience sort of Scandinavian feel to it, maybe. I don't know. It's a nice track to zone out to, especially on a day like today. It's gray, it's snowy, good day to be inside, curl up with a good book. So anyway, we're going to let this one play. It's Jose Gonzalez. The song is Let It Carry You. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week. Oh.